this is not happening the way I want. This is happening the way I don't want. I hate this. I want this. These feelings, thoughts, statements, if I hold these, hold to these, react from these, of course, all sorts of difficulties can occur. But even more, this holding to these and reacting from these shows us our unwillingness to be this open spaciousness that we are right now. And these are no problems, not something to get rid of. Rather, right here is our opportunity, is our practice, is the effort, opportunity of experiencing, which is the effort of non-effort, no effort to experiencing. It's simply the reminder to be this experiencing we are, to cease holding and blinding ourselves, or experiencing holding and blinding ourselves. Right here is noticing the holding to fear, the reacting out of desire for, and how this is manifesting now. Not to have some mental inventory or think about it or all the rest of that, but rather as the opportunity of being this that we are, this open loving which is who you are. Except when you refuse this, you miss this. When you impose and hold on to I or not I, mine and not mine, and build on that in reactions of all sorts, in generating self and other in all sorts of ways, then we miss ourself. We miss ourself that we encounter from morning to night. We miss ourself of the 10 directions and boundless life. Holding to these types of thoughts, feelings, beliefs blinds us to being here. Don't have to believe me, just look for yourself, see what the consequences are. See if we're blinded or hindered in seeing what is called for, seeing what is right now. If we misapprehend, misconstrue, missee, that's not a word, but missee our life and the life that is others, which is our life, we cannot do what is called for and what is skillful and what will result in our living, experiencing the joyousness that we are, living to nurture others and ourselves, living non-harming. There are many ways we can sense not being open. That's our opportunity. In fact, if we sense this, fine. please, experiencing not open is exactly this. Experiencing whatever is so, whether we call it open or so-called not open, both of them are just names. Whether we call it I should have this or I should not have this, please notice. Otherwise, holding to this, holding here, results in us missing our life, missing this moment. There are many supports, many Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that are always nurturing us to be this that we are, be this open, bright way, which is our life. This is our birthright, if I say it in this way, right here. Even including all our stories. No problem with stories identifications. Just if we hold them when they hinder our being and responding as the moment. Being this realm of our life right now. Inside, outside, others, self. All these circumstances, conditions, as are, is this radiant opportunity, this ongoing change, Buddha functioning, that is your life, that you are, that is naturally open, loving. Even in the midst of agitating turbulence, right here is the calm abiding of our life, the calm abiding of this experiencing. Even in the midst of changing body, mind, waves of events and circumstances, this is unmoving. Our Zazen and our life is never elsewhere, never anywhere, only right here, right now. Thank you.